Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
For the next few minutes, let's be perfectly candid about what it is that we do as photographers. Because, you know, this is not an easy thing to do. It's an expensive thing to do. It takes time. It takes time away from the rest of our life, from our family, from our jobs, from our allocated vacation time or weekends. Photography makes demands on us. And if we're really serious about photography, as I suspect most of you are, those demands need to be answered somehow with some specific action on our part. We're going to go out photographing. We're going to spend the afternoon in the darkroom or working in our digital studio. And let's not forget how much money we spend on photography and supplies and mat board and travel and etc. Doesn't it make sense that if we're going to justify this activity in our life, it's probably a good idea if we know why we're doing it? And of course, all of us who are involved in photography have some reason why we're so passionate about it. And what I'm proposing is that knowing that reason can be helpful in determining what we're going to do with our day, with our vacation, with our money, with our time. And if we think a little more deeply about this, as I'm trying to outline here in this podcast, we'll hopefully recognize that there are parts of photography that will require more discipline than others. Some things we're naturally attracted to, some things we're not. And that tells us a lot about what we value, what comes easily, and where we're going to have to be a little more disciplined in order to accomplish what we set out to do. Perhaps I can succinctly ask this question: what precisely is it that captures your eye, your attention? What is it about photography that makes your heart skip a beat and you can't wait to do more of it? What is it that causes your enthusiasm? For some, they might say, well, it's the light or the shadows or the subject or the composition or the picture they're striving to make. I don't think there's any right answer to this question, but there might be a consistent answer for you. And that could be an incredibly important thing to understand. I first ran across this idea when I was reading David Bales and Ted Orland's wonderful book, Art and Fear. And they suggested, I'm going to put my own spin on their idea, but basically they suggested there are four reasons why people are involved in photography. First, there's the group of photographers who are all about the gear. These are people who are camera collectors a lot of times. They love shopping for new equipment, and they constantly are trading a lens here or a camera body here or something for their darkroom. They're testing. They love putting all of their equipment through reviews to find out exactly what its peak performance is. You can always tell you're talking to someone who loves gear, because that's what they talk about. So in a group gathering, I've noticed for years that it doesn't take long before somebody starts talking about cameras and lenses and tripods and filters, and it goes on and on and on, because, of course, photography is a gear-intensive sort of activity. The dead giveaway is when they want to know what gear was used to make a picture. That question always has as subtext that somehow better gear makes for better pictures. And although there are people who will poo-poo that idea and say, no, you know, photography is a function of the photographer, not the equipment they use, that's not always the case. That sometimes gear is more important than we would like to admit in our being able to make a certain kind of picture. So gear people are the first group. The second group that David Bales and Ted Orland talk about are the people who are involved in process. They love the mechanics of making pictures. These are people who are particularly involved in chemistry and paper and darkroom formulas and all kinds of materials, the manipulation. And here in the digital world, these are people who are very involved in software and techniques and presets and profiles and that kind of thing. They're interested in how images are made and that's what fascinates them. The process people have less enthusiasm about gear. The gear people have less enthusiasm about process. But of course, there's no one who is going to be entirely and exclusively in one area or the other. Because as I continue, you'll easily enough see that photographers have to have a mix of all of these characteristics. The third characteristic is defined by people who absolutely love the artifacts. They're less interested in how the artifact was created, but that the artifact exists. And they're very interested in things like exhibition and production details and provenance and additions and collectability, and I might even add sales. These are people for whom the existence of the photograph is what really captivates them. And owning a photograph is a big deal to these people. And of course, as I was mentioning a minute ago, we all have a mix of these processes. So every one of us, no matter where we might put ourselves in a primary category, we do love the artifact. We're thrilled when someone else loves our photograph and wants to buy it. So that's the third group, the artifact people. And the fourth group are what I'll call the content-oriented people. These are the people for whom photography is simply a means to explore the world. And they have a ball when they're out photographing, even if no pictures result. What they're primarily interested in is being out there and finding landscapes, talking to people, developing connections to a certain land, to a certain place, to a certain aesthetic. And to a certain degree, the content-oriented people are sort of less impressed with having a big audience, because big is not what's of value to them. What's of value to them is the connection. Obviously, I'm largely in this category, as any of you know who have been listening to my podcast for a while. So gear people, process people, artifact people, and content people. Now, of course, no photographer can be defined exclusively in any one area. We all need a mix of all of them. I may not be primarily a gear person, but on the other hand, I have to have some attention to gear because I need to have gear and use gear and maintain gear and be capable with gear. And the same thing with process. I may not be interested in how my digital camera makes what it makes. The process is of less interest to me than the fact that it does so. But nonetheless, there's a certain amount of things I have to know about the digital process or about the wet darkroom process. We can't make photographs if we don't understand a little something about process. So we're all a mix. So, as I say, no photographer can be defined exclusively in one area. And if we're all a mix of these four reasons to be involved in photography, might it be important to know where the emphasis is in our personal relationship with photography? Maybe you could divide this by percentages. Is it 25% gear, 25% process, 25% artifact, and 25% content? Well, not for me. For me, it's probably 60% content, 10% artifact, 10% gear, and the rest is process. Is it critical that I think this through and get an accurate breakout of the reason I do photography? Well, probably not. If you don't go through this exercise, it's not going to seriously dampen your ability to make photographs. But on the other hand, knowing what you are naturally attracted to and what you're not naturally attracted to can be helpful for the very simple reason that, as I say, photography is a mix of all four of these areas of engagement, some of which, the ones that you're least attracted to, are probably going to require a little more discipline, a little more stick-to-itiveness. You may not love washing the trays in the darkroom after you've dumped all the chemistry for the session, but doggone it, washing trays is an important part of the process. And so there are things in photography that we need to do that maybe are not as fun, and so we tend to not want to do them, but that's where discipline has to come in to a certain degree. And activities like keywording or sending a lens out for repair, etc. Those are not the fun aspects of photography, but they're important things that do help us be successful with the passionate aspects that we want to spend most of our time at. I think these four categories of photographic engagement also explain why, for example, in our life, some of our subscribers love print and others are perfectly happy with digital. The people who love print are the ones who are involved with the artifact. They love the smell of ink and the ability to hold lens work in their hands. I can appreciate that because I feel some of that too. Others are perfectly happy with a digital subscription to Lenswork Online, and they could care less if they don't have a physical object to collect and hang on to and enjoy. They just want the content of the images. They're the people who are more involved in content than artifact. You can see how this could explain the differences in how people respond to something as simple as lens work being produced or how they treat their own photography. It also explains to me why workshops can seem to be either a great adventure or a total waste of time. If you go to a workshop, for example, and you have an instructor who's all about gear, and they want to talk about gear and talk about testing gear and make presentations of their work by explaining what gear they used, what lens, what aperture, what ISO, etc., and you happen to be attending the workshop, but you're all about the artifact, the physical print, the mat board, the presentation details, the collectability, the sales, you can easily see how this workshop instructor going on and on and on about gear would be boring to you and a waste of time. Or maybe it explains why some people in the workshop you connect with deeply and find them interesting enough to foster a friendship with them, and others in the workshop you don't connect with because they're interested in photography for a different reason. And another area where I think this kind of thought experiment can be useful is to think about how you spend your time when you're not doing your primary photographic activity. Do you love sitting down with the B&H catalog and going through and thinking about equipment and fantasizing about how a new piece of equipment might fit into your arsenal? Or you spend time looking at YouTube reviews of new camera equipment? Or do you take your precious spare time and you sit down with a book of images and you spend your time looking at photographs and content and thinking about what the photographer is trying to communicate in their pictures? I guess to put it colloquially, do you have gear acquisition syndrome or image acquisition syndrome or TAS, technique acquisition syndrome? And let me emphasize one more time, I don't think any of these are the wrong answer, but I think it can be useful to think about how you relate to photography, because it'll tell you where your strengths and weaknesses are, the things that you're naturally predisposed to do, and more importantly, the things you're naturally predisposed to procrastinate or avoid or ignore. Knowing how you relate to photography can be an incredibly useful thing in helping your productivity in one specific area, that is, making photographs, which is part of the reason we're all involved in photography, is because we want to make pictures. But making pictures involves gear and process and artifact and content. Perhaps the best way to get a handle on this for you personally is to simply review your best images, because they might give you a clue about where your connection with photography lies most deeply. So if photography is, as I'm suggesting, a function of these four areas of activity and action, where do you rate these? How do you rank them? Which are the most important to you? Which are the ones that are the least important, but still necessary? And once we get a handle on the reason we do photography, that can make such a tremendous difference in terms of guiding our activities and guiding where we spend our time, our money, our effort, our precious creative life, let alone such practical issues as which workshop you choose to go to, where you want to travel to do photography, and why those locations, who you want to go photographing with, and the kind of photographic partner that you maybe want to avoid, what skills you need to learn, what holes you need to fill in your creative aspirations, and why it is that spending all this time and money and activity makes sense for the way you want to engage the world.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.